Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everyone. I'd like to welcome everybody back tonight to Rowdy Maglite Racing. I'm your host tonight, Rowdy Maglite. We're going to be talking about the Pocono win this weekend. Our host, one of our guests tonight is going to be Grant Enfinger. We're waiting on Grant to call in now. While we're waiting on Grant, here's Grant now. Let me bring Grant in. All right, everybody, I'd like to welcome the 2015 ARCA champion winner last year, the winner of the Pocono General Tire 200, driver of the Holmes Excavating number 23, Grant Enfinger. Welcome to the show, Grant.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on the show, Rowdy.
Thank you, Grant. I think it's been almost a year since we actually talked, and that was at Michigan last year, Grant. But, the victory this past weekend pretty much come down to fuel mileage with you actually getting an early pit on lap, what was it, you pitted at lap 38 for gas?
Yeah, we come in and topped off at 38, but that really kind of wasn't our strategy starting out in the race. We started in 13th, but we had some pretty good speed in the car. And drove up to fourth and just had a big problem on a pit stop and come out about one of the last cars on the lead lap. So at that point, we felt like it was we wanted to do something a little bit different than the leaders and give ourselves a chance at a win. Obviously, we're not running for points or anything like that. So came in and topped off after the next caution and ended up going into the major conserve mode there and able to save just enough gas to make it to the finish line. So it all worked out. I've lost some, in fuel mileage situations like that, people staying out and all, but that's the first time to be on the beneficiary side of that. So very proud of everybody at Brett Holmes Racing and Jim Barfield for helping out and making some of those gutsy calls there. So definitely proud of everything we accomplished this week.
Well, Grant, I've been in the pits, and I've seen you work your tail off to get that car ready for the race, previous races. It takes a lot to get a car ready to actually roll out on the speedway, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we had a lot of late nights leading up to just making it to Pocono, that's for sure. And fortunately we were in a position to where we could test, like most of the teams did there on Tuesday. But unfortunately we really didn't have the speed we wanted. So we were kind of fighting an uphill battle the whole time we were there, and ended up hitting on a few things before the race, but, we really worked all the guys extremely hard, on the Brett Holmes Racing team. And, thank you to those guys because they're the ones that made it happen. I was calling for changes every time I got out of the car, and every time me and Brett both shared the car on the Tuesday test to get him some laps out there. But every time that car came in, we were changing something, and like I said, it took us all week really, but we finally hit on a few things before the race.
Well, Grant, you being the champion last year, you pretty much all year was in a steel body. Now this year, when you got in that car to test, you was in. Of course, last year you had the Elmore engine, but this year with the Elmore engine, the General tires, and that new 5-star composite body, what was a different feel of at Pocono? Because last year you both races you come up second in both races, so you know what it feels like to be in the lead with a steel body car.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's a different balance for sure, but overall there's more grip. There's more grip there with the composite bodies, and it kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I felt like the steel bodies were you know, we're actually going to have a little bit of an advantage, and they really don't. And I think as time goes by and people figure out what these composite bodies want, they're just going to get faster and faster. So, you know, I'm pretty impressed at how they held up at those high speeds. You really don't get much faster than going into turn one at Pocono. So, I was impressed overall. I think it's a good product. I think, you know, there's some things that you know, we'll tweak on before we go to the track again. But overall, it's pretty. It's a great looking product, and all in all, I feel like it performed pretty good. So definitely a lot of changes with the ARCA series over the last couple of years here, like you mentioned with the general tires and the M4 engines and the 5-star bodies. So overall, I think Ron Draeger and Joe Wells and all those guys at ARCA, I think they're making the right calls. You know, I think as a whole, you're going to look back on the series in the next couple of years, and it's going to be a lot stronger for some of the decisions that are being made right now. And, you know, I really think you're starting to see it already. It's definitely a good thing for the series moving forward.
Well, Grant, of course, this was your first race of the year, and you won it. But, you know, up until this point, we've had seven races. We've had seven different winners, and three of those guys are rookies, and two of them first time ever racing ARCA. You know, I think that says a lot. And and everybody that listens to the show, and I've voiced it, I was kind of against the change, some of the change so quickly. But I'm telling you, I am so, especially after this weekend's race, Grant. I mean, if we got back to racing, and just like you said, we've got a great looking product now rolling out. And it it's cost effective. It's costly to the fans. The fans can actually come and afford to come see a race. $20-$25, Grant, and free admission for a kid, that's hard to beat.
That is hard to beat. And you know, overall, you know, Pocono is a good indicator for how all these cars are going to be on the big track. And like I said, I thought it was a great product out there. And you could make some passes. And you know, those restarts get really, really crazy at Pocono. And you know, overall, they held up pretty good in traffic. The problem with more downforce on these cars is you're so dependent on the air. When you lose it in traffic, it's a lot bigger deal and it's harder to pass. But overall, I was impressed with it. You know, there's always going to be those issues with the air, but it was better so than I anticipated. So like I said, overall, I think the series is headed in the right direction. And you know, I'm focusing on the truck series and trying to do that this year. But you know, obviously my heart's been in the ARCA series for a long time, and I'm glad to be able to be part of it this weekend, and glad to continue to be part of it with Brett Holmes Racing and their team. I'm going to be helping them out for their remaining five races this year. So, man, I love the series, and I love the direction it's going.
Well, Grant, you was talking about the restarts. You know, on the restarts, they fan out. Can you actually – is it actually six wide on that backstretch when you see them?
You can make it that on the front stretch when they throw the green flag there. But, you know, I got called four wide a couple of times, you know, and, you know, that's not really what you want to hear as a racer, because eventually – you know, either you got to lift or somebody else has got to lift, because you're not going to go four wide through turn one. You're not going to make it through the other side anyway. So, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a you know, who wants it worse going into turn one there. And fortunately, there was one time I ended up with two tires on the apron there, but made it through. And it was after we'd come out of the pits, kind of towards the back there. And trying to make something happen, and there's definitely some gut-wrenching moments anytime you race a Pocono, and anytime you have those restarts, it gets pretty wild and crazy.
Well, you know, all during the broadcast, they talked more about the tunnel turn and the bump. What's it like going through the tunnel turn there, Grant, Pocono?
You know, really, they smoothed the tunnel turn out last year. So, you know, it's different than it used to be. But Stern is just one of those places that it's different. It's obviously all three turns are different at Pocono, but the tunnel turn is something you almost feel like you can make it through there wide open. The problem is you got to get the front tires to grip up and get pointed. So normally doing that, it means you have to lift a little bit and get your wheels turned and then get them back straight and back wide open again. It's a pretty crazy sensation, especially the first time you do it. It's definitely unlike anything else we go to all year. But, all in all, that's kind of why I love Pocono, because it is so different. You got to stay focused the entire time. It's just so different than all the other intermediate tracks to go through all year.
Well, with three turns, that's kind of usually a different strategy than your normal. With four turns, you're going into three turns. That's kind of hard to get used to, isn't it, Grant?
Yeah, it's definitely different, it adds for a different element when you're setting the car up, and the track is so big, our lap times are, 53 seconds or whatever around there, so, some people call the race differently, some people try to back it up like a road course and pit under green, and everybody's on a little different strategy, it always seems like, everything about Pocono is kind of unconventional, you might say. So it's kind of a breath of fresh air when you go there, just because I said it, things are different there. But I like that. Pocono is one of those places as a driver, either you love it or you hate it, and I love it. It's definitely a place I look forward to running at every year.
Well, I mean, 2 seconds last year, you've got a pretty good track record at Pocono. How'd it feel being back with Matt Wilson again?
Shoney's kind of what we call him. That's his nickname, the Shoney Bear. But Matt Wilson, he's been with us, helping when Brett's racing as well. So I kept him busy at the shop as well. So he really worked hard. He had to work hard, but he worked hard all last week getting the car ready. And I worked them really, really hard at the track, as I did everybody. Like I said, it wasn't one of those races where we unloaded and we were pretty good, just kind of fine-tuned it. It was one of those races where we unloaded and we were bad, and we made wholesale change after wholesale change. Like I said, everybody dug deep to make that win possible. Can't say thank you enough to all those guys.
Well, Grant, if anything went down in the wrong direction, Shoney's big boys, who I'd want on my side to help me
yep.
if it got out of hand.
Yep, exactly.
Well, Grant, you took the lead at lap 17, and you had somebody fast on the trails. Every time, the closer to the finish, they would be a car dropping off. How did it feel just seeing a car, knowing you may have the gas and may not have the gas to finish the race?
Once we kind of dug our bed there, that's how we were going to lay in it. I guess it started with about 15 to go. Our fuel pressure gauge started going down towards the end of the straightaway and also right before the tunnel turn. So we were very concerned that we would run out, and I just kept on backing up and backing up from about lap 20 on towards the end of the race. We didn't exactly know who we were racing at the time, but as time went on, we realized it was a 99 car. So I wanted to save as much fuel as I could and stay in front of him, and that's really all we could do. So I didn't want to end up, being a straightaway in front of them at the end, because then I didn't save enough, and we risked taking, running out, and we obviously didn't want to give up the lead. So it was definitely one of those things that our spotter helped us out there. Our crew chief, like I said, Jim Barfield, was keeping me updated there, and just one of those deals that worked out. Like I said, I've been beat by before, it feels good to get one that way now.
I was proud for you. I live in Alabama too here. I'm about an hour and 20 minutes from Talladega, and was at every Mobile race that ARCA was at, and it was always great to see you win and be around you, Grant. Can you take one caller for me tonight, Grant?
Well, I can.
All right, I'm going to bring Mark on. And, Grant, Mark has been up to over 121 different tracks in his racing life, and today is his 60th birthday, and just want to give him a quick shout-out. Happy birthday. You're on live with Grant Enfinger, Mark.
Oh, Rowdy, thank you. I was afraid you might do that to me. I appreciate it. Grant, I've seen you race for a few years. I'm probably more familiar with you earlier in your career in the super late models. And I saw you down in Pensacola a few years ago where it should have been yours, and that little technicality took it away.
Well, first of all, happy birthday, Mark.
Thanks, Grant.
The Snowball Derby is one of those races I circle on my calendar every year, and had plans of running it this past year as well, and it just didn't work out. But that's one of my heart's always going to be with the super late models. You know, I've run quite a few different series through my career, but that's where my heart is, and it's kind of sad I haven't been around it as much as I like to be. And, like I said, the Snowball Derby is the one I love to run every year, and finished second there a couple of times, but have yet to bring the trophy home. So until then, I'm gonna keep trying. I can assure you that.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of assuming that Five Flags at Pensacola and Mobile would be where you kind of got your start, and being an Alabama boy.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a town called Fairhope, Alabama, which is pretty much dead in the middle between Mobile and Pensacola. So I kind of shared those hometown tracks when I was racing late models. And there's another smaller track right down the road from Mobile called Sunny South Raceway. That's where I grew up racing Legends cars and all that. So definitely those tracks there around home are definitely special to me. And that's why I was so happy whenever the ARCA Series did go to Mobile. It's unfortunate it didn't go back again this year, but I love racing in front of the hometown crowd. That's for sure. It seems like everything I do nowadays, it's an overnight trip if anybody from Alabama wants to come see us race.
Well, fortunately for me, Grant, I'm kind of right smack dab in the middle of ARCA territory. I'm just outside the Chicago area in northern Indiana. I hit a lot of races, a lot of tracks, and I'm sure I hope to get to see you before December, because I will be down in the Derby, and I'm going to try to get Rowdy down there. I'm not sure he's been there.
Not yet, but I want to be there.
Any short track racing fan in America needs to go to the Snowball Derby at least once. So that's like I said, that's one of those week long events, more or less. But like I said, it's a week I circle on the calendar every year. It's just a lot of fun, and everybody that can be there is there, and there's really no excuses because nobody else is racing the first week of December. So you get the best of the best as far as the super late model world. And it's a heck of a show.
Well, I've been to eight of them, the last six in a row. I will be there in December, and I'm definitely going to be there next year for the big 5-0 for them. I look forward to seeing you at the track. If I see you at an ARCA race or wherever, I will definitely come and say hello, Grant. Thanks. I appreciate you taking my info and call.
All right, yeah, thanks for coming on, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
You got it, Rowdy. I'll be...
Grant,
yes.
If you would this time, if you'll throw out your social media and how to get a hold of and your future plans, you can right now is your time, sir, and I appreciate it. I know you're limited on what time you got, sir.
Yeah, pretty easy to find me. It's pretty simple on Twitter. It's just at Grant Enfinger and Facebook as well. So, definitely got to say thank you to the guys that made this race happen. And that's Holmes 2 Excavation, Worth USA, and Champion Power Equipment. our next, my next time behind the wheel is going to be July the 7th behind one of the GMS Racing Chevys, and that'll be with Champion Power Equipment on the truck, and that'll be Kentucky, July the 7th. So really looking forward to that. Have four more remaining truck races, possibly another ARCA race or two by the end of the year. And like I said, things are looking up right now. And like I said, it was a great thing. Got a lot of support, a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages. And like I said, I'd like to say thank you for all the support out there.
Well, Grant, man, appreciate you coming back. If you ever want to come back on, just you know how to get a hold of me. Hopefully I'll see you this weekend at the King's Court at the Cornhole Tournament. He's scheduled to call in tonight at 8, Grant. The King's going to be up on the show, we hope. So,
tell the King I said hello. I'll be in Texas this weekend with our GMS Racing Trucks helping them out. But I definitely need to reschedule another Cornhole Tournament with the King.
Well, let's just hope the next one's a little drier, Grant.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Grant, thanks a lot, sir, and good luck in Texas.
Yep, thank y'all for having me on the show.
All right, sir. Bye now. All right, everybody. Hey, Mark, are you there, sir?
I am, Rowdy. What you up to?
Well, you know, that's pretty awesome interview right there. Grant did a great job. Great job. The car was fast, and you know, he had to haul the wind because Austin Cedric was right behind him in that 99 car coming on.
He was. I got to see the end of that, and yeah, you weren't sure till they threw the flag, kind of what was going to happen. You kind of waiting to see if he was going to run out of gas or not, and thank goodness he didn't.
Well, Mark, I'm going to bring on my next driver.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to bring on Constantine Nikolopoulos. And Constantine, which everybody calls him Con drives for Wayne Peterson Motorsports, and he's this past weekend at Pocono, he was driving the 00. Welcome to the show, Con.
Hey, how you doing, Rowdy?
Hey, I'm doing great, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
Have you got a breath? Thanks for being on, Con. It's been a long time in the making, but hey, tonight's the night, and we're going to talk a little ARCA tonight.
Yeah. Hey, one thing before we start, I'd like to say, Grant, man, it's great to listen to him. He's a class act, great driver, just a great person.
It was. Grant done it. You know, I know Grant was pushed for time, and, you know, Monday nights after you come in from a long weekend, you would think you might need to sit home with your family or your wife and talk just a few minutes, but to give us all, you know, 25 minutes of your time on Monday night, I appreciate it. And thanks again, Grant.
Oh.
But, Con, welcome to the
yep.
show.
Thank you.
This is the way we roll at Rowdy Maglite Racing. kind of how, you know, you're driving the 00 car for Wayne Peterson this past weekend. Kind of what got you started into ARCA and wanting to drive an ARCA car?
Well, it's an interesting story. My background's in road racing and drag racing. Spent in the 80s, I road raced a Mustang. Me and a couple other guys had an IMSA car, and did that for a couple years. And then, you know how life is, work, family, things get kind of busy and hectic, so just kind of put that off to the side. And I think it was actually 2011 or 2012. You know, I work for Chrysler, and I was working on a project with another individual that I didn't know at the time. I just met him. It was like a 2-3 week project, and his name was Brad Smith. And I've always loved NASCAR, loved watching ARCA, right? Anytime there's a stock car race, I'm watching it. And so Brad and I were working on this project. And, you know, Smith's kind of a, not like Nicolopolis, right? It's just kind of a common name. So I didn't even put the two and two together. So as we're working on this project, about a week or so into it, he wore a shirt that had his number 26. When he had his own team, he was the 26th car. And I looked at that, and then it finally clicked, right? I said, you're the Brad Smith, right? Because anytime you watch an ARCA race, they flash the driver's names up there. And I said, I never put the two and two together. So it was kind of funny because he worked for Chrysler. He just started working for Chrysler. And then we just, of course, the conversation turned to racing, right? It always does when you get two guys that are, I have a passion for it, you know. And he says, yeah, I'm running in Talladega in a few weeks. I said, hey, if you need some help with the team, I'll come down and help you out. No problem. So I head down there one day, and the day I was heading down there, it's about 800 miles from my house. I decided I'm just going to drive it. I got the flu, and I got down there, and I was sicker than the dog. But, you know, my wife, she's like, why don't you just tell him you can't come? I said, no, because, you know what, when I make a commitment, I like to stick by my commitment, right? And so got down there, helped out with the team, getting the car ready for practice, and then he gives me a headset. And he says, okay, I want you to spot for me. And I'm looking at him thinking, okay, I've never done this before. What do I do, right? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't want to get anyone in a wreck here. So he says, well, Sandy Basham's up top. See her. She'll help you out. I said, okay. So, and her and Daryl are great people as well. And, you know, she kind of told me what to do, and she was helping me out and got him through practice and got him through the race. And then headed back home. I think it was, I don't know, a week or two later, he sends me a note saying, I'd like to have you drive my second car. I thought he was joking, right? And I said, oh, yeah, right. He says, no, I'm serious. I said, Brad, I've never driven a stock car before. Did I lose you? Are you guys still there?
No, you're still here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I said, Brad, I've never driven one of these before. And he says, don't worry about it. They have an open track session at Toledo. We'll get you in the car. I said, okay. So we went down there one day and got the car ready to go on the track. And I got in there. And I climbed in. Rowdy, I tell you, I climbed in. Now, when I road raced, I had a Mustang, right? And the cage construction's completely different, right? It doesn't have all the tubes, all the bars. I climbed in this thing, and I'm thinking, holy cow, what am I getting myself into? And I'm sitting there, and it's like, okay, take a deep breath. And I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and I calmed down, right? I started seeing what am I getting into here, right? And so anyway, started up the car, went on the track, ran a few slow laps, and just to get the feel for the car. And the ARCA guys came to see me. We talked a little bit and said, "All right, we're not going to let you run a lot, but just to get your feet wet, you know, run a few laps each race when you can, and build up to it." And that's how it got started.
It's pretty tough getting in a car in the con, because you're built like I am. You're kind of a stocky guy. You know, it's tough getting in a car.
Yeah, it's. I'm not a small guy, so wheels awfully close to my belly. How's that?
Well, you know, working with Wayne, you can learn a lot real quick with Wayne, though, can you not, Con?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and so that year, you know, ran a few races for Brad, got a little bit of experience, got used to the car, and. You know, then Brad, the following year, folded up his team, and he ran a few races for Wayne and then got hooked up with Hilton. And so I didn't do anything for a couple of years. And then Brad called me one day, and he says, hey, Wayne's looking to run another car. Why don't you give him a call? And I didn't know Wayne. I've seen him at the tracks, but, you know, never really talked to him. And so I called him, introduced myself, and he says, all right, I just want you to do a start and park, just one lap. That's all you're getting. Come to Madison, you run one lap. I said, okay, cool. And for me, it was just trying to get back in the cars again, right? And so I show up, and I knew who he was because I remember he's this tall, lanky guy, right? And I went up and introduced myself, and he says, oh, I remember you. You're that Greek guy with the long last name. I said, yep, that's me. Because, and then we just kind of hit it off. And that first race in Madison, you know, he said we're only going to do a start and park. I think we ended up running like 70 laps. And so that's how we got started. And then ran a few more races for him. That it was toward the end of that year. And then last year he wanted me to run some more. And, you know, I can run when I can run because I got, you know, work. They have to do a lot of traveling, so sometimes it gets in the way. But, you know, Wayne's a great guy. He does a lot with what he's got. And, you know, the sport's expensive. It's,
right,
you know,
it is. But he knows how to get to the next race, though, Con, you know. He can get the cars. And he can drag three cars to the track.
Yep. And he makes it work. And, you know, he's trusted me with his cars. I haven't done too much damage over the last 2 years to him. Last year we ran quite a bit, ran some races about halfway, you know, until we, you know, the tires are gone and we can't afford to put tires on. And toward the end of the year it was a little disappointing. We were going to run the full races at Kentucky and Kansas. And both those races we had engine problems. I think the engines were, you know, toward the end of their life by the end of the season because we try to milk those, you know, the whole season. And
yeah.
So it was a little disappointing. But, yeah, Wayne's, I like driving for him. We have a great relationship. He treats people well. And I tell you what, he'll do anything for anybody. You know, that's just the kind of guy
yeah.
he is. You know. But, Pocono was a little.
Con, will you take. Yeah. Would you take a caller here? I got Todd, and Todd's home track is Watkins Glen, and he was supposed to be at the track this weekend and had engine problems himself, which we all know about the engine problem. Is that you there, Todd?
Yes, sir, I am.
How you doing, Todd?
Well, you're on with Con, driver of the 00 car for Wayne Peterson Motorsports.
How are you,
How
Con?
Are you?
I was looking
Good.
Forward
doing,
to coming. I was looking forward to coming down and meeting you. I knew you were going to be there. And, of course, I got 40 miles from my house, and my Dodge truck decided to pop out a head gasket.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Yeah, I'm going to rebuild it, though.
Oh, good, good.
I love my Dodge truck, so I'm going to rebuild it.
Awesome.
So.
Great, that's good to hear.
Now, I got to see pictures of you. I got to see quite a bit about you. And knowing that as a driver, do you plan on still continue racing for ARCA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. As long as I'll stay with Wayne as long as he wants me to drive. How's that? I tell you honestly, I love the ARCA series.
I do too.
It's just, from my perspective, you got Ron and Joe Wells and the rest of the crew. You know, I was out of the series for 2 years, and I showed back up at Madison 2 years later, and Ron and Joe came up to me and said, Con, welcome back. Right, and they shook my hand. It's great to have you back. Hope you can stay. And it was such a good feeling. And I tell you, every race I go to, it's like family. And these guys treat you like family. I mean, we'll get into our little arguments and discussions, of course. But, you know, they're always grateful for everyone that shows up. They treat everybody like family. You know, and not just those two. It's the whole crew, and I don't even remember all their names. It's just, and all the drivers, right? It's everybody's, everybody's just very tight, you know.
Now, you guys only race one race this year, you know, at Pocono, am I correct?
No, I think there's a...
No, you've said you'd race both races. Yeah, he'll race both races this
race.
Year.
Okay.
So you're gonna come out and see us next time?
I'm hoping so. I wanna be able to come and see an ARCA race. I've seen everything else. I had it all set up. I worked on this trip for a month, and it kind of backfired on me. So now I'm hoping to be able to pull something together. So I can actually see my very first ARCA race.
That'd be great to see you there, and if hope you make it. And really, if you get a chance, swing by Wayne's Pit, and you know I can get to meet you and everything. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm 5 hours from Poconos.
Okay.
So yeah,
is that,
so
is
I'm
that
really
the closest ARCA track. What's the closest ARCA track to you, Todd? Is it Pocono?
Yeah, it's Pocono because they don't race that Walking Flint.
Yeah. So that'd be the closest you can get to is Pocono.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's my only chance.
I love the Pocono track. It's that and the dirt racing at Springfield and DuQuoin. Those are my favorites. Really disappointed that we couldn't make a run at Pocono. We had an engine problem, the engine locked up, and we couldn't get it started, and it's unfortunate. But Pocono, what a great track.
And I've heard a lot about Wayne and the crew and everything and how nice they are and everything. So I'm hoping, Rodney knows Don, I'm hoping that I'll be able to get another chance to be able to come and be able to hang out with everybody and, you know, hopefully things go right this time for me. My thing to you is if you have Facebook, I'd like to be able to be friends with you and keep up on you and keep up with everything that you're doing. So I just want to say thank you for doing what I enjoy.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for being a fan. And, yeah, I have a Facebook page. It's Con Nicolopoulos. You can look me up there.
Oh, okay. And, Rowdy, make sure I get hooked up with Justice. He's an
awesome
guy.
I will. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it, Todd. Till next week, brother. Thanks. Con, I got one more. Of course, we brought him on with Grant. Mark here, today's his 60th birthday. He's been to over 121 different tracks, so you could say he's kind of a racing fanatic. You're on live again, Mark, with Con, driver of the 00 car.
How you doing, Mark?
Oh, Rowdy, thank you so much again. Con, it's good to talk with you. I'm somewhat familiar because you don't race that often, but I'm kind of on the other state, on the other end of the state, on the west side, in Indiana, so any ARCA race I get the chance to go to, be it Toledo or Joliet, I guess would be my home track. And everything in between, I'm pretty centrally located, so looking forward to seeing you maybe possibly run some more this year.
Yeah, we're hoping to. We're trying to, you know, we're going to run Michigan this week and then Madison following week and then Winchester's coming up. Then I got some work travel and family stuff that's happening, so I think July is going to be a little iffy how much we run, but, you know, August, later August and September will probably finish out the year, the last five or six races. So, you know, we'll get 13 to 15 races this year.
Well, that's a decent season, and you're probably going to hit the two dirt races in Illinois, I'm taking it.
Yeah, we'll do DuQuoin and Springfield.
I hope to see you in Springfield, if not before that. I will be in Madison, and I'll be at Berlin, and I'll be at Winchester. Those are all fairly close tracks for me. So, yep, if I see you, I will definitely tell you I was the guy I talked to you on Rowdy's show.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'd like to meet you.
Well, I always like meeting the drivers. Been doing it for a few years now, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's some people go to baseball games. I go to races.
Oh, that's perfect. Any day at the racetrack's a good day.
Hey,
it's better than a good
day
at work.
Hey, Con, he's got the coolest Volkswagen van you'd ever want to see. I think he said it was last year they made the Volkswagen. Con works for Dodge, so he can appreciate a vehicle.
It's a 2003 VW Eurovan, Con, and they made 50 of them conversions that year, and that was it. They haven't made one since they don't have a platform to put them on.
Right. Well, send me a picture if you can. Send me a friend request.
You know what? I'll get some information. I actually have a couple pictures. I can get it from Rowdy. I know, no problem, Con, and I'll be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
And look for it at the tracks. It does kind of stick out a little bit, and believe it or not, that's actually how Rowdy and I met.
Oh, Rowdy, I don't think
we met.
That's
right. Well,
yeah, we met
when
at Nashville a week ago.
I know.
Yeah, when I
seen
it coming. Yeah, Mark hadn't seen the bus yet, though. You or Mark hadn't seen the bus, so.
Well, you know what, Rowdy, I have seen the bus, and I keep forgetting to ask you about it.
Yeah, it's a 71.
I do know the mag light story. I heard that this weekend, so.
They're all pretty good stories about him.
Yes, they are. Yeah, I tell you what,
well, I'm blessed, folks.
Stories. I tell you, the guy that's got the stories, though, is Wayne Peterson. He can.
Woo!
Boy, you know that, Rowdy.
Wayne's
got stories.
Him.
That,
what?
Man, he could write a book.
Well, the man was a seven-time
I remember a driver
to Vietnam.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Mark, he'll get in the car and start a race next week. And what is he, Con, now, 79
years old.
It's just amazing. And guys like Red Farmer, who's still dabbling it now and then, too. You still hear he gets jumps in the car occasionally.
87, I watched him in January at the, the Ice Bowl at Talladega Short Track.
Ice Bowl?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I went
to
see it.
Clear. Yeah, Red's been around. The original Alabama gang, boy.
Yes, he is. Definitely.
Mark, I appreciate you calling in tonight, and I hope you have a great birthday, sir.
I have, Rowdy. Thanks, you. I appreciate it. Con, thank you.
Happy
you at the track
again,
soon.
Mark.
And Rowdy, I'll be calling in from the road next week. I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, or outside Grand Rapids, for a 251-lap super late model race at Berlin.
Very
sounds
cool.
Great. You got the number, and you know if it's Monday night at 6 o'clock Central Time, it's Rowdy Maglite Racing.
Well, I may be abbreviated and not be able to do the whole show next week, but, yeah, I'll be there to give my comments.
You
know what I'm up to.
Yeah, just call in and we'll bring you in early and let you give us the scoop of what's happening next week real quick.
Oh, I'd love to. Looking forward to it as always, Rowdy. And you guys all have a great week, and possibly I'll be seeing you Friday. I'll give you a call in a couple days, Rowdy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
You got it.
Good, Mark.
Thanks. Keep on racing.
All right, buddy.
I tell you, Con, you know, that's the great part of you said it a while ago, ARCA's a family. If you hang around there long enough, they're going to make you feel so welcomed. You know, you're going to come back week after week or trip after trip. They make you feel like you're really wanted. And that's not a feeling that you get sometimes in the upper because of the money situation. It's expensive where we're at, but we're talking about $30 million drivers. They ain't got time for us.
Yeah, it's an expensive sport, but I tell you, what really hit me, Rowdy, is when I came back after being gone a couple years from the series, and the welcome that the ARCA crew gave me was pretty special. It was pretty special. You know, I came home and I told my wife that, wow, I haven't seen these folks in 2 years, and you know, they welcomed me back, and they remembered who I was. You know, so it's very cool. It's very cool.
Well, you know, Con, I said it after watching Friday night's race. I wrote a little thing on my Facebook page, and I meant every word of it. It's Ron Drugger and everyone else involved. We have a total package that's presentable to the public. It's competable. I mean, you've got seven races with seven different winners. That's not happening in the guys up above us yet. I mean,
right. That
Elmore Motor has really, really set everything apart from everybody else. And when everybody finally gets on track with it, it's really going to go great. I mean, this weekend, Con, was the first weekend for the Super Speedways to have the composite body, and we had 18 show up with the new composite body. And that's a pretty good count for Super Speedway on the first. And the count of the cars were up, too, wasn't it, Con?
Yeah, sure was. I mean, there were 36 cars, and of course the motor problem that put us in the last spot, but you know that happens. But it was a good field of 36 cars, and it was really nice to see. So the Elmore and the composite body are great. If we can get some sponsorship, you know, I think Wayne would head in that direction as well. So if there's anyone looking to sponsor us, just write to us. How's that?
Well, he's got three cars. You can jump in there and the sponsorship, probably the most affordable sponsorship that you can get right now.
Yep.
And
sure is.
He's going to be there every race. That's one thing about Wayne. He's at every race with his cars.
Oh, he doesn't miss one. So, again, if there's anyone out there that's willing to put a name on a car, let us know. Wayne would greatly appreciate it, and his dollar goes a long way.
Hey, Con, I want to bring Patchy Groundhog in here and let him do the weather for Panama City real quick, and we're going to come back with you, okay?
Sounds great.
Hey, Patchy, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. And remember,
what's that weather
if I'm
like?
Not here, I'm somewhere else. The weather down here tonight is going to be an auburn sunset. We're going to have blue skies and red clouds. The storm has moved out. It's going to be clear the rest of the week. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous, and they're catching red snapper by the hundreds every single day. And the free snapper weekend runs through Friday night at midnight. So tell any fishermen you got up there with NASCAR to come on down, catch these fish. We got to do something with them. They're overtaking the place. But it's going to be gorgeous the rest of this week. And I'll tell you this, we are so excited about the summer season coming up. We've got more families down here right now than you can shake a naked stick at. And you scared me earlier. I thought you said orca, which is a great white whale. But
that's,
you were saying
it.
Arca. And I said, you said orca. Anyway, it's going to be gorgeous down here all week long. It's going to be in the upper 80s during the daytime, fully cloudless skies, and it's only going to get down into the high 70s at night. So it's going to be beautiful. Tell anybody that wants to, just come on down. Keep Panama City green. Bring your money.
Thank you, Patchy.
Y'all have a great time. Thank you for having me. My time's up. I thank you for yours. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You ever been to Panama City, Con?
No, I haven't.
Well, Panama City is kind of what I'd call my hometown. I lived there when I was young, and we had a place there several years before the bubble bust. And actually know old Patchy Ground Fog, and he does my weather. He missed tonight's show is episode 19, and he was only missed out of that two shows, and I think he was sick. So,
awesome.
But he keeps us kind of caught up. I just hope he mails me some of that snapper he's talking about.
I think he's going to save it all for himself.
Well, you could enjoy, being Greek, you could enjoy a grilled fish from the ocean, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. No doubt
about it. Well, kind of, Dodge keeps you kind of busy going around the country, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's good, though. I get to see some places that I've never seen and some interesting places in the world. India has been by far the most interesting. There's so much traffic. It's just crazy. But
have you ever drove, Con?
No, I refuse to drive it. It is rowdy.
I don't blame you.
Next time I'm there, I'm going to take a video and a voice recording of the traffic. It is insane. It's indescribable. You'll have to see the video. It's just crazy.
Somebody has a camera that's sitting somewhere in India on a counter, and Khan is like this little one-man stand in the middle of it, and it looks like about 400 cars are trying to go in every direction. And motorcycles,
yep.
People on motorcycles are just mowed over.
Oh,
if you're on a motorcycle, you're just mowed over, and they just keep going.
Yep, it's insane. And the video doesn't really do it justice. When you're there, it's like, oh, my God, these people are crazy. But it is what it is. When you get that many people in one area of the world, it's like chaos, you know? I have friends I work with,
yeah.
You know, were born and raised in India. When they go back to visit family, they refuse to drive. And they grew
can't
up
much blame them.
So
you're going to be at Michigan this coming week? You got plans for Michigan?
Yes, am I going to see you there? Coming up there?
As it looks right now, I'm trying my best, Con. You know, I've got it on my list. I think I've been there, this year will make 6 years, and I've got it. You know, I'm about 90% sure right this minute, but Wednesday hadn't got here yet, Wednesday afternoon. I'll try to leave out Wednesday night. And be there Thursday about 10 o'clock. Well, it's always good to hang out and see everybody, Con. I mean, it's like I said, it's like a family reunion. And I missed, the Toledo race. I had plans to go to Toledo. But if you go to Toledo, it's like driving to MIS, really. It's a 9.5-hour drive for me, so it's basically – almost like going to MIS, so I wanted to save the trip to go to MIS. I want to go to DuCoin or Southern Illinois on a dirt track this year, Con.
I tell you, that dirt racing, when I did it a couple of years ago with Brad, I got really hooked in it. That is so much fun. Watching dirt racing on TV really never did anything for me, but when you get behind the wheel of a car, holy cow, what a riot.
I bet it is, Con. I can't wait to see it. And, you know, there again, ARCA has two races on the dirt, and a lot of people are crying for the big guys to come to dirt. You know,
yeah.
The attendance at Atlanta's got so horrible, they want to know what to do, what we're going to do. I say, hey,
yeah.
Plow all that asphalt up, make it into a dirt track, and let's see what it does then.
Yeah, I think NASCAR took a little notice with the trucks on the dirt now, right? So
right.
It's fun.
Well, Con, I want to tell you I appreciate tonight. If you want to go out and tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can just reach me. I don't have a Twitter, but you can reach me directly through my my Facebook. It's Con Nikolopoulos. Look me up on there, and if you want to be friends, let me know. And we can communicate that way.
Con, I appreciate you coming on. My next guest here is going to be the king of the infield. And, Con, you've got to go over. It's the ARCA Cornhole Tournament. You've got to go over there. Last year it was on a Saturday evening. Grant Enfinger was one of the players. Roger Curtis is pretty awesome. So we're going to have the king on. Hopefully they'll let him come out of the kingdom and tell us about what to expect this weekend at the Cornhole Tournament. It's well worth your journey to come over and watch it. Hopefully
cool.
You'll be there and We'll stand together and let the light shine on it.
Sounds great, my friend. Thanks. I appreciate the invitation to be on with you. And it was great talking to Todd and Mark. And thank you very much. It was an honor to be on your show.
Well, it's an honor to have you on. And, Con, anytime you got any breaking news, anything you want to tell us, you know how to get a hold of me, and we'll slide you in on a Monday night, sir. You're always welcome.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Con. Safe travels,
my
friend.
Later. Thank you. Take care.
All right, Todd and Mark. Man,
yes.
Grant Enfinger, and then roll on into Con Nikolopoulos. It was a pretty awesome night.
Well, if you
got
me on right
more.
Now, Rowdy, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you. I brought you back. I got one more guest that's going to call in here. We're expecting him at 8 o'clock, which is we're about 3 minutes away. And he's going to give us a little insight of what's going to be going on at his campsite this weekend. Always a great time over hanging out with them, Mark. And if we meet up at MIS this
sounds
weekend,
like fun to me.
You'll get to know.
Well,
all right. Hey, I'm fixing to, Mark. I'm gonna bring him on here. Okay.
All righty.
Welcome the king to the show, Rowdy Maglite Racing.
Howdy, Rowdy.
Hail to the king.
How you doing there, Kingy?
Good, Rowdy. Just getting ready to make some dinner, a little bit of mom's spaghetti.
Hey, I hear you. There ain't nothing like no spaghetti.
Yeah, how's your mom's spaghetti? I bet you it doesn't compare to mine.
Probably don't, because she don't really like cooking, the king. She really don't like cooking.
Well, Rowdy, hey, listen, I got to thank you for the great entrance, though. That music was key.
Hey, we just didn't bring anybody on tonight. We brought the king on.
You're too kind.
Well, listen, we was lucky enough to have Grant Enfinger. I think he said his shoes finally dried out from last year.
Oh, that's good to hear. Enfinger, man, he and I got some work to do after last year. But, you know, we had to get the industrial fans out, that's for sure. The Cape is dry cleaned and ready to go this year.
I hear you, my brother. Can't wait till it all breaks down. But what I brought you on here is hoping you would kind of give us a layout of what your little tournament for this weekend, the ARCA Cornhole Tournament.
Oh, I'm happy to share it with you guys. Well, traditionally, it is always held on Friday night. We're working on a time right now with Roger Curtis. Roger and the gang at MIS have been throwing on this Kalura stuff lately. This is the second annual concert they're throwing. So, you know, we're looking for a time, but keep an eye out for a start time between the race and Kalura's events that evening. So, you know, a time TBD. And you can keep an eye out on the Michigan Infield Facebook page or on the Kings page for start time as we work on that. But I know Roger's working on stirring up some sort of teammate competition. I'm going to be working with a guy named Matt, an ARCA driver. It's going to be another heated battle. I know that to be true. If you've come by before, you know, you really don't know what to expect. You know, I think we did one of the greatest King entrances last year. We probably pulled a couple hundred people. You got to come out, though. It's a lot of fun. It really brings the fans together. And you're going to get to meet, his last name is Kurzeski. I bet you can't spell it. I promise you that. You can't spell it. But I like to, I like to call him Kurzy on the track because he drives real Kurzy.
I'm going to have to remember that, King, because I have a problem with his last name. So I'm going to remember his Kurzy.
Sure, sure. You know, the spelling is Kurzejewski. That is the last name that, you know, hey, good luck to the lady that he ends up with. That's all I got to say.
And only the King would know how to spell it correctly.
Yeah, right.
I've always enjoyed being around you. You put on a great show, honestly. You put on a great show, and it's a great bunch of guys you hang with, King.
Yeah, it's been an awesome tradition. We've been doing it for, oh, gosh, we're losing track now. Let's go ahead and just say 15 years. But I've been coming for the past 10, and it has been such an awesome tradition. It's been good to get to know Rowdy. That light, go ahead and plug that in there for you. And
that light shining,
you know, I'm looking,
too, King.
Let it shine, man. I'm going to let it shine this weekend. Hopefully I'm going to let it shine with a win under my belt. But to everybody listening, it's Campsite 5F1. Come check us out Friday evening after the race. You'll get to meet Roger Curtis. He's always there. Usually a pace car rolls up. It's quite the scene. We've got cameras. We've got people in the news. We got stories that are written up the next day. I mean, this is just a party, and it's all about having fun. And I'd love to meet all of you out there this coming weekend.
It's why I keep coming back, King. It's why I keep coming back. What an entrance last year. I don't know how you're going to beat it this year, but you always do. So I'm looking for something spectacular again this year.
Yeah, I got to make up for last year. It was the first loss that the King has had, and you know, it was certain weather conditions, and it just made it really, really kind of, you know, the bags get soggy. Let's just go ahead and blame the soggy bags.
I was going to say it had to have been the soggy bags.
Sure.
Well, King, I know you're a busy man. If you want to throw out where they can find the Kingdom on the social media, I'll let you do that.
I will absolutely do that. You guys, and I don't know, Rowdy, if you've heard, but there's going to be an infield pub crawl this year, and I think it's going to be a good time. And, let's be honest, every infield weekend has always been a pub crawl. It's just there's never
exactly.
really been a route to follow.
Nobody's
right?
named it.
This year.
Nobody's named it.
This year, there's a map, there's a name, it's fan-organized, and it should be a lot of fun. You're going to be able to find our site on that map. If you're going to go crawling this weekend, crawl on by 5F1. We'll probably be crawling with you.
I'm crawling with you, King. It's a great feeling to be crawling. It makes for the night.
Yes.
It makes for
absolutely.
A great race weekend.
You know what? I've crawled a few times.
You know, King, you've got the cornhole tradition started. Now you've got the Rowdy Maglite racing before MIS tradition going, so I'm looking forward to doing it again. And listen, King, you know, if I'd have been planning this a year ago, we'd have talked about it a year ago, but this was passed my way. You know, I've been blessed to have it, and I wanted to share the blessing and let everyone hear what the King had to do for this coming weekend.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I look forward to making many more traditions with you, Rowdy.
Me too. And, hey, good luck with Mama's spaghetti.
It's ready.
All right, my friend. Thanks for your time. Be looking for you Thursday afternoon, bro, my brother.
Sounds good, Rowdy.
Keep that crown
shining. You got it,
man. Yes, sir.
I'm getting it extra polished up for us this weekend.
There you go. That's what it's going to take. Make it shine. Thanks, King.
Have a good one, Rowdy.
You too, brother. All right. Todd, we're going to bring this thing to an end here tonight.
Well, I just want to thank you for everything, and happy birthday to Mark. And the driver he was talking about, I do believe, is from Pennsylvania.
Let's see. Mark got one. Let's see this. Mark, you still, or Todd, you still there? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
All right, Todd. Before you leave, I just want to kind of give the top five finish this weekend at Pocono was Grant Enfinger, Austin Cedric, Brandon Jones, Dalton Sargent, and Brandon Boswell. That was a heck of a race, wasn't it, Todd?
Oh, my goodness. I loved it. To watch it on TV is one thing, but to see it in person is a whole different thing. And racing's not the same unless you're there in person.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot of changing in the points. We still got Chase Briscoe sitting at first. Josh Williams is second, Tom Hesser at third, Kyle Weatherman sitting at fourth. And I could have spelled Matt's name for the King, but to be honest, I couldn't personally spell it without looking on this piece of paper. Matt Karofsky's sitting at fifth. So to be honest at the deal, I couldn't have actually spelled it without looking on my sheet. But, Todd, listen, I appreciate you hanging on and listening to the whole show. I hate you didn't get to make it to Pocono, but you know what? They do race again in August.
Yes, sir, they do.
I believe
do.
That's
it's,
like August 18th, I think.
Actually, I think it's before that. It's usually, I think, the weekend before the Glen.
Okay. So you'll have two races back. You could have two races back-to-back.
Yeah. So I have to decide on what I want to do, if I want to go to the Pocono or if I want to go to the Glen. And I'm kind of more leaning towards the Pocono because I've been to the Glen, even though there are great people there. But I still want to go to Pocono to say I've been to Pocono. It's on my bucket
list.
Well,
when you get there, of course, they was waiting on you this time, Todd, and they were going to treat you so good, you'd have probably moved to Poconos or following around, and that's the NASCAR camping and tailgating with Turtle and Mike that kind of administrate over that page. And if you're not a member, jump in there and be a member. They got you a T-shirt.
Well, I really appreciate that, Rowdy.
All right, Todd. I appreciate you coming and hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, Todd. All right, folks. That's going to get us down here to the end. Of course, we know Friday afternoon at 5:45 on Fox. Friday afternoon, 5:45 Eastern Time. It's going to be at Michigan International Speedway. It's going to be one heck of a race because they put on one great show last week at Pocono. Way it stands right now, we talked about it earlier, we're going to roll into Michigan with seven races. This will be race number eight. We're sitting at 7-7 right now, seven races with seven different winners, and I think that's absolutely awesome with the General Tires, Elmore Motor, and the composite engine. Until next week, folks, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here, and I'm going to let Hank take us on out of here. Thank you. Good night, folks.